Hello?
Hello, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And am I speaking to Martin?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Alrighty. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote.
Almost certain, yeah.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like Fresno County?
Almost certain.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
77.
I appreciate it. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
It's just white.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
The latter.
All right. If you had to choose, would you say right or wrong track?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry.
If I had to choose, would I be on the right track or the wrong track? I'm going to go with right track. Let's go with that one.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about.
Hold on, can I ask you a question really quick? Do people say that they like the wrong track?
Oh, no.
I'm just curious.
I'm so sorry. The question said that if you think things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going in the wrong track?
Wrong track, I'm sorry. Wrong track. I misunderstood the question.
Thank you. I'm sorry about that. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Homelessness, water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, public safety and crime, housing affordability, inflation and cost of living, or parental rights in education.
So the last one is the one, but I'm irritated that people are demanding parental rights. So, I mean, I feel like, you know what I mean? So anyways, I guess go with the last one, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have not opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. How do you feel about Joe Biden? Would you say
somewhat favorable?
I'm sorry.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. What about Gary Bradfield?
Unknown.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
How about Paul Dictos?
Unknown.
Gavin Newsom?
Is neutral an option?
It's just the option says very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or if you have never heard of him, I can just choose that one.
Oh, no, I'm well aware of our governor. We'll go somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Steve Brando?
How do you spell that?
Brando. B-R-A-N. Oh, no. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bardos, Bryce Herrera, and Gary Redfield, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom would you vote?
I'd have to do research, so I have no opinion currently.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean for, Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bardos, Bryce Herrera, or Gary Bedfield, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom would you vote if you had to choose
the
right
third
now?
One? The third one sounds fine to me.
Steve Brando?
Sure.
How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bedfield as Fresno City Council Member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as council supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
I appreciate it. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. How would you feel about a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. How about a candidate who served in military and works as a medical professional at Fresno's VA?
Somewhat favorable.
Would that be somewhat more likely?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. All right. And what about a candidate who will hold the line in local taxes and fees? Would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
I mean, without any context, somewhat more likely.
Thank you. All right. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as an apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat less likely.
All right. A candidate who had led the effort to remove pornographic materials for the county library.
Very less likely.
Would that be much less likely?
Correct.
Thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. Paul Dicto currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Victor's will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good
small
chance?
Chance?
You say a small chance?
Yes.
I appreciate it. Gary Bradfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for the county
supervisor. Very less likely. No chance. Let's call it
no chance.
No chance.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Steve Brado currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brado has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollar invested in our neighborhood. Brado is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected,
very
he will...
No chance.
Okay. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates will Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Steve Bandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bardos, Bryce Herrera, and Gary Bradfield, Businessman and City Council Member, for whom would you vote?
Well, I didn't hear Bryce Herrera's bit, did I?
No, we did not have any statement about him.
Okay, well, which one did I say most likely I'd vote for? It was the first one, right?
You said Paul Dictos.
Yeah, let's go with it.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a closer to Republican or to the Democratic Party?
I'm a fierce independent. No, I don't think of myself as closer to either.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Well, I would say I'm conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would that be some college or you graduated from college?
Graduated from college.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? Thank you. Okay, perfect. Those are the questions that I have for you tonight. Thank you so much for helping me out. You have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.